Hello, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the internet radio show that talks about the Akashic Records, that actually talks to you about your life, that helps you understand why certain things have happened in your life, and is available for you to call in and ask questions of the Akashic Record masters, teachers, and loved ones. And so if you're listening on the internet tonight, and you're listening and you've got my page up there for bbsradio.com, you can call in to that number and ask a question. And the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, every word, every deed are registered in the Akashic Record energy, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And the reason that is because we're all vibration and frequency. And so that's what this vibration and frequency is held. And so that's what we talk about. That's what we access. That's the way to explain the Akashic Records. It's like God's Google. You know, it's like divine Google, I guess, if you would like to think about it that way. And today is a very special day for all of those people who celebrate Easter and consider Jesus to be their Savior. But it's also a special day from a point of view of an energy field. And what you have to understand is that all of our belief systems, whether you believe in Jesus or you believe in, if you're Jewish and you're in the midst of Passover, or if you're Hindu or you're Muslim, it doesn't make any difference when it comes to the energetic imprint that we all carry. Because if in fact you subscribe to the idea that we have lived many lifetimes, there is the good possibility that you have lived enough lifetimes to experiment with many religions, including none at all. And what's important for us to realize and to think about tonight is that our job here on this planet as humans is, number one, to find as much joy as we can possibly muster in our lives, to understand what happiness is all about, to understand what peace is all about, and to remember our own divinity. That is humanity's purpose. That is humanity's, I guess you'd say life purpose is what I'm receiving, because what's important for us, it doesn't make any difference what kind of work you do. It doesn't make any difference what you think you're called to. It's much more important what you think makes you happy. And so many people have lived a life of not being willing not only to look at what happiness is, but they've been taught that it's not okay to be happy, that it's not okay to be peaceful, that they have that they're sinners, or that they began in a life of sin. And so tonight's program is about resurrecting your image of bliss, joy, peace, and your ability to communicate with your God source. Because what we lack as a species is the trust factor that we can talk to whatever we consider to be our divine source. And there may be people out there that don't believe there's a divine source and think that this universe is just this universe and there's nothing governing this universe. And, you know, that's okay. This is not about judgment of who's right and who's wrong. But for those people who do believe in a creative source, who do believe that there is an energy source that assists us when we're in need, that do believe that there is a creative force that has brought forward all that we have, then it's important for us to realize that we can communicate with that source. And for those people who are not on that page and don't believe that there is any type of God source, it is still to your advantage to learn how to be as blissful, peaceful, and happy as possible, because it's a lot more comfortable than being in pain. And so tonight, I want to talk to you about moving within and dialoguing with your God source. And so to begin with, first I would like you all that are listening to move to a place within your heart where you can find the most amount of peace right now. And one of the ways that you do that is to move into whatever you believe to be as sacred to you. Now, it could be a visualization of an animal. It could be the visualization of a waterfall. It could be the visualization of just a beautiful bright light. It could be the visualization of a deity. It doesn't make any difference. But what I want you to do is right now, I want you to just imagine that you are being filled with a beautiful light. And I want you to imagine that whatever you consider to be most sacred is right in front of you. And you may close your eyes if you need to, or you can sit in front of a mirror if you'd like to, or you can just look outside a window or at a wall, whatever your focal point is. So just take a moment and move into that center, that peaceful, wonderful center, and allow the waves of light to just fall over you. Allow that beautiful golden liquid light to move throughout your body. Allow your limbs to be able to feel that light through your legs and your feet, up through your knees, your thighs, up through your torso, around your solar plexus, through your heart, up your shoulders, down your arms, back up your arm, through your neck, up your ears, around your face, behind your eyes, in front of your eyes, illuminating your third eye, and up through to your crown chakra. And now I'd like you just to notice that your hands may be tingling with energy. And allow that liquid light or that light energy to emanate from your hands. And wherever you feel, now before you even do that, I'd like you just to put your hands, your palms facing each other and notice the energy. It's like an energetic ball. There's a resistance. If you put your hands, your palms up, and you have your palms facing each other, let's say over your chest, it's like you're holding something. You'll actually feel like a ball of energy between your hands. And allow that energy to stay in your hands and allow yourself to take that energy that's on your hands or in your hands and place it in the areas of your body that you would like healing. And for those people out there that are listening that are challenged with diabetes, I encourage you to put your hand over your pancreatic area, the pancreas, and allow that light to move into your body around the pancreas. Illuminating all that needs to be illumined and healing all that needs to be healed. And for those people who are out there that are dealing with arthritis in various parts of their body, I would like you to just put your hands over the arthritic area. And again, allow that light to permeate into your bones, into your muscles, into the cartilage, perfecting that which is perfect in all areas of your body. All your organs are being perfected. Your muscles, your bones. And for those people who have the challenge of heart disease, I'd like you just to place your energetic focus with your hands on your heart. And allow your heart to receive the love that you have emanating from your hands. And allow the love to emanate from your hand. Allow the gratitude to emanate from your beingness. And allow your heart to open. Open to healing, open to receiving, and open to forgiving. And now I'd like those who are challenged by sight to put their hands over their eyes. And if you have to hold the phone with one hand and or whatever, if you're listening on the phone, you can use just one hand. And allow your eyes to be bathed in a light of perfection. And so for those folks we're in the middle of a wonderful meditation, we're going to go back to that meditation. Interestingly, that sometimes the energy gets so big that it literally bumps me right off of the network. And so this is going to be fixed. We're getting a wonderful T1 line or T12 or whatever those T's are, and we won't have to worry about that soon. But right now, I'd like you just to go back. We had stopped where I had asked you to put your energetic hands over your eyes and allowing that light to move forward, creating a perfection of your sight. And I want you to look into your body. I want you to allow the internal sight to look into your body and allow that light, again, to move into every cell, every atom of your body, and allow that light to heal all that needs to be healed, illuminate all that needs to be illumined. And for those people who are struggling, or those people who have the challenge of cancer. I want you to allow your red blood cells to rise up and be illuminated by the light and nourish your entire body, allowing all the cancer cells to be embraced by the light so they no longer choose to be cancer cells, but they choose to be strong, vibrant, healthy cells. It's very important that we take our bodies and move our physicalities into the light of the divine. Creator Source is at hand, and we have the opportunity at this time, at this place, in this moment, to drop all of our chains of bondage and move into the resurrection of the joy of being human and the joy of connecting with God's Spirit Source. And allowing our bodies to receive all the wonderful, beautiful, loving care. All that beautiful, energetic healing that is coming through my voice to you. As a message, allow that energy that is being brought to you, that is inspiring you, that is aligning you with your own divinity, with your own God Source. Allow yourself to receive your power, your light. Allow that. Open your heart to it. Open your throat to it. And now, with the depths of our beingness, it is time to create and express our gratitude to our divine source for all that we have. And in the midst of our gratitude, if there is a question you are asking that you want to know, if there is a conversation that you want to have with your divine source, then begin it now. Begin it now and allow yourself to move forward into receiving the answer. Allow yourself the wisdom that comes forward. Ask for insight on how to heal. Ask for insight as and direction for your next step. Not to be told what to do, but to receive the insight of what's next. Communicating with your God Source is something that we believe we do when we pray. And know that praying is not just asking for something tangible. It's not just asking for a thing. Prayer is about expressing gratitude and asking for guidance. And then it's about noticing everything around you and what everything around you is telling you. What is the source of your pain? That's a question that's coming forward. What is the source of your pain? And what they're speaking about now is more about emotional pain than physical pain. What is the source of your emotional pain? Who have you not forgiven? Or what is the source of your joy? How about that? Ask, how can I be more joyful? What is the source of my joy, dear Creator Source? How can I more emulate my life in a way that's loving? How can I forgive myself? How can I forgive myself? And so when you move into it, notice that sometimes you can look and see fear. What is your fear? And look to see if that fear is real. Notice it's not about asking the divine to do anything for you. It's about asking the divine, what would be my important choices at this moment for me to heal? You guys are doing great work out there. Do you realize how powerful you are? And I hope you've all come back to the room. I hope you're right back with me. I would love to hear how that was for you. I know for me, it was a huge, powerful, powerful meditation. And you can receive that on your archives, by the way, if you want to duplicate that. That meditation will be there for you. We'll probably edit out the times that it was we were cut off, but the archives will have that meditation in its completion. You can use that meditation to help you in your own personal healing, in your own personal movement to communicate with God's Source. Use that meditation. Enjoy it. I would love to hear from folks and see how they liked it and if anybody saw what they saw or what would you like to talk about. We're now going to open the lines up for calls. You can just dial in, and I'm not sure what number I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you all the numbers because I don't know which line they have me on here. So Let's see. You're calling in on station 2, and you want to call into 530-413-4515 or 530-413-4511 or 415-287-0074. So you just know that you have a wonderful meditation for healing that will be on the archives that you can tap into at bbsradio.com. That would be, you want to listen to Akashic Wisdom with Donna Fox. What I'm seeing on the website here, it says we'll be experiencing streaming difficulties as we install new T1 transmission lines. That's the T1, I guess I had the T right, into the building, and it will be completed this week. So, but we know that what you just experienced was very real. And I, as Donna Fox here, would like to hear your experience of that. You know, the interesting thing about our time together is that I don't have sponsors. As you know, JoJo was nice enough to be to mention that if you wanted to donate, to this program, in other words, like, I don't use sponsors. So if there's a way that you would like to continue your support, you can actually use the information, the email of info, at akashicwisdom.com. That's info at akashicwisdom.com with PayPal. You can also, there's a button on the site for BBS Radio if you'd like to make a donation. Anything that feels good to you. I always say it's important to tithe to those people who help you feel important or help you with your life's work. So you just go into the email address. I mean, actually just click on Akashic Wisdom and it will, there'll be a piece here. There's supposed to be a place where you can actually just go ahead and donate. But if you don't have that on your station, you can just do info@akashicwisdom.com, and that you can use that with PayPal to donate. Okay. So, but what's important here is for us to talk about what's going on with you. What's important here is for us to really move forward and find out what it is you would like to resurrect and be done with. What part of you is willing to leave so that your tomb is empty, if you will? You know, when, as the story goes, and Jesus was resurrected and they went to the tomb and the stone was moved, and he was no longer there, he appeared at different places for inspiration of his followers. But what's important for you is to move forward and to no longer allow yourself to crucify yourself for past mistakes. No longer to crucify yourself for decisions that possibly were less than optimal. It's time for you to move forward in your life. Now, there was a death in my family this past week. And what I found is that it actually activated some things in me that I thought I was actually coming along well with. As if you're a regular listener, you know that my husband passed away October of 2009, and I'm moving in from Nashville. I'm still grieving, but the death of this particular family member, who was a friend of my husband, really activated some things within me that I needed and need to continue to work forward. And the other piece is, as you all know, I'm downsizing. I'm moving from a large home and in the process of looking for a smaller home or an apartment, and moving through all these different phases and all of these different items and moving through all the different memories of being together for 26 years. Brings back emotional memory. I'm sure that you understand that, that, you know, we all save things and, you know, memories are impacted and energy is impacted on those items. So when you literally unearth them by going through a box or a closet and you literally hold those items in your hand, it's an energetic remembrance, not only with your mind, but also you, it's almost like you step back into that time with that memory, if it's strong enough for you. And so it's at this time that, that I personally am working very hard to literally resurrect all that I need to release in order to move forward and to create another incarnation of who I am. And it's time for you to do the same if that fills your heart. So who is your, who is it that you are trying or who is it that you would like to create? And so you can give a call. I would love to talk to whoever's listening. The program is so much more fun when we can talk to you and help you answer your questions or gain your comments and, et cetera. So please feel free to give a call and, give you those numbers again. It's 530-413-4511, 530-413-4515, or 415-287-0074. So you can call in and talk. Again, my name is Donna Fox. I do want to tell you all that we're going to be doing a level one class to teach people how to access their own Akashic records, and that's going to be taking place here in Cleveland, May 21st and 22nd, and I'll also be in San Diego at the Controversial Bookstore June 16th in the evening for a lecture, and then we're going to have a level two where you learn how to access the records of other people, the land, and animals, and that's going to be on June 17th, 18th, and 19th. And for those people who would like to also in the California area or if they'd like to come out to San Diego, I'll be teaching also a level one at a different part of the day on the 18th and 19th. And if you would like more information about that and how that helps you or how you can be a part of that class, just email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. So now we're going to talk a little bit about how you want to recreate yourself, and feel free to call in and ask questions, and we'll go from there, okay? Now, I do want to just see something here. I'm looking for something on my computer in case you're wondering what I'm doing. And that is information about how you can, we're going to ask you some questions, have you write them down and go from there. Let's see here. No, that's not what I want. Hang in there with me. Hang in there. We're just trying to find this because there's some really good questions. Okay. Okay. One of the things that's important when you're trying to create your life the way you would like it is to understand more about who you are and what you like and what you don't like about your life. And so what I'm trying to do here is give you some ideas of what you can ask. And there we go. All righty, here we are. Okay. So now here's what I'd like you to do. What I'd like you to consider right now is in your life, what areas of your life would you most benefit from in the area of coaching? In other words, like, if you are, so there's maybe some indecisions with your life. For example, what are the biggest changes you want to make in your life or business, let's say in the next 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, or 3 to 5 years? In other words, like, how do you want your life to be different? And in that difference, how do you want, what are your either personal goals or your business goals? The other piece that you want to really look at, again, this is about resurrecting a new you. You want to begin to ask yourself your questions about who do you most want to be? What do you most want to achieve for yourself or in your life or your career? A very important question. It's like, what is it that you most want to achieve for yourself? What will make you the most proud of you? That's a very important question. What actions, what environment, what state of mind will make you the most proud of you? And in looking at that, I want you to consider what is missing in order to achieve this. What is missing in order for you to be as proud of you as possible? And please feel free to give a call and we can go over these questions with you live and we can give you very, very important insight from the Akashic Records. And so the other piece, as you look back on your life, what would you say have been your greatest accomplishments to date? We have a caller. Hi, caller.
Hi, how are you? This is Pat.
Hi, Pat. Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Hey, Pat from Connecticut. How goes it?
Oh, interesting. Very interesting. Past 2 years, I've been working on changing my life completely. So,
okay.
I got to hear some of your questions.
Hey there.
And then I lost you on the computer, so I don't know where you left off. But I did answer some, and I'm very surprised at what I said. As far as, do you want to go through them with me, or?
Hi there again. Sorry, Pat. This has been a weird night. Are you there?
Mercury retrograde's ending tonight, supposedly. We'll have 2 more weeks of a little bit of effect, so I guess it wants to
right,
go
well,
out
I hate,
with a bang.
I hate to ask you to repeat yourself again, but I didn't. Last time I heard you say was, the last 2 years I've been changing my life, so.
Yeah, I've been working on creating a new me, so when I tuned in tonight, I thought it was interesting.
Hi
and
there
I,
again.
Whoops,
sorry.
I started answering some of your questions. And do you want to go through the questions? Or?
No, you go ahead. I want to talk to you.
Okay.
I mean, I can go through those questions anytime. You called in. My focus is on you.
Okay. Well, I was surprised when you said what would you be most proud of, what came up with was work with animals, travel, and gypsies. That's just like total surprise.
So that's what would make you the most proud of yourself is to work with animals. Is that right? Work with animals, travel, and gypsies, right?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Travel in the sense of being free like gypsies. What does that mean? It surprised me that it came up as an answer because it's more like a fantasy and, you know, an interest. Working with animals is, that would be wonderful, but the idea of gypsies may be more real in me than I realize.
No, what I'm getting, Pat, is it has more to do with a symbolic aspect to your life. The working with animals is correct, but when you got that, what picture did you see?
Oh, I saw something that I had seen on the computer about I think a husband and wife, maybe in the Carolinas or that area, that take care of animals. Oftentimes, when I come across sanctuaries, I think, I wish I could just have an RV, go there and ask them, will you let me park my RV and I'll work for you? You know.
Okay. But what, when, you know, working with animals is, that's a big statement.
Yeah.
Hone it down to what is, and when I, when, and in talking here, I want you to focus on your heart. What does your heart say? In other words, like if you know, it's really important here for you to get very clear, and this is for everyone that's listening. Remember, you're doing this for everybody who's listening.
Okay.
When you're answering these questions, it's so important to drop into your heart and into the feeling of what the truth is.
Well, I have rescued coonhounds for 18 years, and I rescue, you know, one way or another, they're abused. The one I have now has, it's been most difficult for me because he has fear aggression. What I end up doing successfully with each animal is talking to them, not psychically, but somehow I get my own language, which seems probably much more real to me than the world that I live in as a person, from people to people. So I think what I was most struck by was a sanctuary in upstate New York where there are psychics there and they do speak to the animals psychically. But this is dealing with animals that need help, any kind of animal. And elephants just tear my heart out. I just have such a draw to elephants.
And so where are the whales and the dolphins in with you?
The dolphins are almost too painful. It's almost too painful for me to think about them. That's the other thing. You know, I keep myself away from how animals are treated in the world because I can't bear it.
Uh-huh.
I can barely look at this dog and think, gosh, someone would have just abused him more or put him down for being a problem dog. He was a problem dog because he was abused by human beings. You know, I almost didn't succeed with him. I almost let him go as a hopeless case. And there's so many stories like that, and it's too much for me to bear. I look at him and think, my gosh, how many more stories are? There's thousands.
Well, that's true. But we have to remember, for whatever reason, is that each being, each soul, has chosen their path for a reason. And here's what's important for you to understand. That your compassion that you're eliciting for animals is a choice that your soul made for you to not only experience compassion, but for you to administer compassion, and for you to be a participant in bringing forth compassion on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
That's big.
And it's difficult, too, because I was brought up with no compassion and meanness and cruelty, so I struggle with that within me.
Well, but notice what your choice is. That was a choice that you made to grow up that way.
Okay.
That was a soul choice. And the reality is that by growing up without it, you personally can define it any way you want to.
Hmm.
So the gift of being, of growing up without compassion and growing up even with cruelty, the gift in that, I'm not saying it was easy and I'm not excusing it, but what is being said is the gift in that is that you have the ability to not come from anybody else's model, but your own.
Okay.
And in modeling and in choosing to administer your compassion unto animals, there is no judgment. So clearly, you have an open path to open your heart to be as compassionate as you want without getting shut down. And in doing that, you have picked some pretty tough choices, like your little doggy today.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Notice the they're also drawing, they're drawing a comparison. I sometimes don't get the words right, but they're drawing, a parallel between how you felt as a child and this little dog that you have now.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was originally looking at this dog as a problem and mean and to be frightened and how do I deal with it? And actually, an animal communicator helped me to see beyond that to,
right.
He's like a child. And I thought, oh my goodness, this guy has come in to help me heal myself and to help me see myself not as something mean, but innocent.
And also to help you forgive the owners that created the aspect of this animal. The same way that forgiveness of your parental authorities also need to be forgiven.
Mm.
You see, the idea here is when you forgive, it's not about letting somebody off the hook. It's about allowing the gift to come forward. And as long as you hold down that gift without acknowledging it, the pain will still fester.
That doesn't really register because I think I was just about to ask you a question concerning that. I'm going to be thinking about this. I don't have an issue with forgiving other than what's crippled now in my life.
Right.
That's the part that makes me angry.
What is crippled in your life?
Well, there's still meanness in me. There's still looking for the gun in the pocket of people rather than looking for the light. You know, there's a chip on my shoulder that I work on all the time. But it's a real struggle to clear myself of the dark, the shadow.
Yeah, sure. And but do you understand that the meanness comes from a place of protection?
I'm beginning to. My dog is showing me that. I never would have seen that before.
Yeah. And that the protection and the meanness comes from a fear of being vulnerable.
Yeah.
And so the idea here is it's like, the gun in the pocket and the meanness has also a lot to do with what you allow yourself to trust within yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
The forgiveness is more about you, isn't it?
I see.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Does that resonate with you?
I just got it.
Yeah. And so the idea here is that what there was a question that was asked, what in you is blocking you from realizing what you want to do?
The question is
within you is blocking you from realizing what makes you proud of you? Like, remember, I said the question was, what would you like to do that would make you proud of you? And you came up with working with animals, travel, and gypsies, right?
Yeah.
So what within you is blocking you from doing that?
Suddenly, my life is coming together and going to a direction to support me in being an artist. For the first time, almost a miracle came through. So I feel like I should go there, but you know, maybe maybe I should go there in order to get to this point.
Or maybe you can combine it.
Combine. Part of me wants to get away out of the cities into the woods.
And do art.
Be involved with, well, anything but being involved with animals would be very fulfilling.
But what kind of art are you talking about?
Oh, that's different. I do portraits of dogs right now. And I was just accepted into an artist community, which is mind-blowing. My home life has always been very insecure, and this is very, it's supportive housing, and out of 400 applicants for 27 homes, I was one that got accepted. And this, I know, is due to me making a strong effort in the past couple of years to change my life. I mean, it's a miracle that this came through.
Okay. And so how can this be combined with your love of animals?
Well, I can continue making portraits of dogs and animals, but this thing that came up about traveling and gypsies and working with animals, that was the idea of like in a sanctuary somewhere in the country, you know, where sanctuaries are or where they tend to be.
And so the question comes up is how can you combine it? It was like,
well,
no matter where you live, Pat, you don't have to live there 24/7. There's different places you could live at different times based on your calling. So isn't it possible that you could go to as a well-known artist of a dog portraiture that you wouldn't go to a sanctuary and create pictures?
You know what? I think my life is very limited, or I feel that my life now is very limited because of this dog. I can't really go out in the world with him, and I feel for at least 2 years. He's so afraid.
So is that okay with you?
It is, because I have faith that given 2 years, he'll be quite a bit better. And even if he isn't that great, I'm committed to him. Because
okay.
He doesn't have another choice.
But
he doesn't.
Now, the
I
question
named him.
Can you take him to the artist community?
Yes, but I'm nervous. And I'm going to be extremely careful with him.
Well,
I'm going to keep him away.
He just can't be around other people. That's all.
People or animals, yeah.
Yeah. And when you take him out, you've got to put a muzzle on him.
Well, not a muzzle, because I learned, because he was so tormented, that is trauma to him. So I just have a very strong collar and leash, and I keep him real close when we come up to people or anything. And he's getting better. He's getting better.
That's good.
Yeah.
But the idea here is that the question that did not get asked, that was about to be asked, is how do you define success?
And you know, when you first asked the question as far as a goal or something, I thought to myself, my God, all I want is peace inside my heart. Because life has been so difficult, and I probably have had anxiety my whole life. So I don't even know what it is to relax and be peaceful. So that's all I can say right now as far as successful. I can't even look beyond that.
Okay, and so what would have to happen for you to feel that?
Well, I'm working on it, and I get better month by month, and just pray that will continue. And I also think in moving to this place is going to help me profoundly.
Where is this located?
It's not in the, it's on a busy street in heading into the city, but it's been built especially for artists. It's a brand new building, and it's community oriented. So so it's going to be very supportive of artists and also people who care about community and helping each other. And
oh, that's
that'll
great.
Be really, really good for my soul.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, I'm going to change in ways that I don't even know yet.
And I not only that, but what's important is for you to consider moving deeper into the concept and the symbology of being a gypsy.
Yeah.
What does that bring up for you? And how, what need does that supply for you? It was like that symbology came up for a reason.
I think about that often because I'm a Cancer and I'm a real homebody, and that's what I've always wanted was a home, and I've never had that security. And sometimes I wonder, did I not have this security my whole life? So I'm at a point now where I can understand the freedom of living like a gypsy.
Uh-huh.
And in a way, I would really like that kind of freedom.
Well, one of the things that I'm seeing is the gypsies dancing around the fire.
Yeah.
And the woman gypsy dancing for the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea here is that what's coming up is the Hungarian gypsies, the heart of the gypsy was open to their own.
Yeah.
Closed to others.
Yes.
So you may want to explore what that means to you.
It's like clan, which I've never had.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would like that, and I can understand the pride in that.
But the
and
clan
also,
is also the tribe. The clan is
right.
Also the pack.
Right. And also their own cultural mysticism I like.
Right.
And the working
right.
with herbs and their, you know, their knowledge through generations.
Right. And so so the idea, you've got a lot opening for you.
Okay.
Absolutely. Do you have any other questions?
This has just been very interesting. You know, it's been a whole life of repression and fear. And I think in the past couple of years when so much was taken away and taken away and taken away, at one point I thought, what am I being brought to? At this point, I could be a beggar in India. You know, I get it. Give everything up. I've lost everything.
Yeah.
And now I'm sort of coming back to consciousness, and suddenly I'm given a home in support of my art. And that's truly amazing.
Yeah.
I've always had really tough, abusive landlords, and I'm in a place now where there's no respect for me in how the building is taken care of. So I'm finally leaving that.
A new leaf, eh?
Definitely huge. You know, it's like I've been in the dark my whole life, and finally, by surviving, I've gotten to the point where there's light. But you know what? Deep down inside of me, I could just as easily be willing to leave. There's still a part that just doesn't want to go on. Doesn't have.
Well, your dog needs you.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I do. I look for reasons to stay alive, and that seems not so great.
What I'm hearing is that the next 2 years are going to be very important about you redefining joy.
Oh, that would be good. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really going to be important for you.
Okay.
And it's going to be the little things that is going to give you joy.
Yes.
And I know I don't have to tell you this, but when you're taking care of your dog, you don't put your face near his mouth, do you?
Yes, I do.
Do not, please.
Why?
Because what I'm hearing is because as much as he loves you, it's going to be important that you know, maybe that it's just be careful. It's because he loves you. It's got nothing to do with him, but it's still unpredictable.
He's still unpredictable.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it would never be done in maliciousness, but by fear or something, you know, something weird. It could be that you were giving him a kiss and he hears a loud noise outside.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, what about him?
It could be that fast, and
yeah,
it would be devastating.
He is fast. What about him, though? Because he's always coming at me and hitting me with his nose in happiness and kissing me and kissing me and kissing me. It's endless. Do I let him do that, but me just not?
Yeah.
I let him approach?
Yeah. Let him approach.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's a good point, because I was trying to condition him to get used to that, my kissing him.
Yeah, it's really, he's, in other words, and trust your gut. Okay? I'm just telling you what I'm hearing.
Okay, thank you so much.
Got to be on, it's got to be on his terms.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's very helpful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for all of this.
Oh,
your time.
You're welcome. Have you listened before?
Oh, yes. I love you. I'm usually not up this late. I found myself up late tonight, and I thought, oh, I'm going to see if you're on.
Yeah, so, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Oh, you're welcome, and tell your friends. Thanks, Pat. You have a good evening, and I'm glad we were helpful.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was just a lovely call, and I'm so glad that we are solid on the phone again a little bit here, and you know, this program is for all of you. It's a joy when you call in and talk, because then the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record come forward in an even richer way, in a more interactive way. I do my own journaling, but talking back and forth with you when you call is so important. And you know, you can do that anytime. You just have to call me. You can call me on my private number anytime. 216-691-1233. You can also email questions, you know, for next week or whenever, and that email is info@akashicwisdom.com. That email is also on my webpage there at bbsradio.com. And, you know, we really want to give our thanks to Pat for calling in and representing all of you that are listening. And it's going to be a miracle-filled week. Absolutely miracle-filled week, and I want you all to think about how free you really are. We are all free. It's only us it's we ourselves that put us ourselves in bondage, and it's time for us to just break out of those chains and move forward. Tis the time, folks. Tis the time. Well, I so want to thank you all for listening, and I want you to have again miracle-filled week, one of freedom and resurrection and release and love. And so this is Donna Fox saying thank you for listening. Again, 216-691-1233, or you can email me at for your own personal consultation or more information. Remember, I'm going to be in San Diego, June, 17th, 18th, 19th. I'll be in Cleveland doing a class, in May 21st and 22nd. So, give a call and I'll be happy to email you the information. Again, we want to thank our producers, you know, of BBS Radio And thanks for listening. So this is Donna Fox saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information from the Akashic Record energy. With that, we ask that all those listening, may their hearts be opened and their burdens be lifted. And may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the show by saying amen, amen, amen. Have a great week, folks, and same time, same station next week. Bye-bye.